This is Module 9, Energy Containers, Boundaries, and Old-Fashioned Chats. So when I was a little girl, and someone would say something to me that hurt my feelings, my mother would tell me, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Well, this started quite the battle within me because the energy of the words really hurt me. And my little girl mind took her dismissal of my pain to the extreme. Using that little girl deductive reasoning, I came to the conclusion that there must be something wrong with me because the words hurt me. And on top of that, I felt like my mom didn't care. Over time, that translated to believing that I was oversensitive, socially inept, and basically broken. So fast forward 20 years, and someone I cared about told me that I was being oversensitive because I felt that the behavior of someone we knew was inappropriate. Now, his dismissal of my feelings triggered all that pain to come rushing back. The pain of feeling socially inept and that I was the problem. That my feelings and thoughts were the problem, not the other person's behavior. Now, years later, I can see that the experience as a child created a neural pathway of belief, or as Florence calls them, subconscious belief. And the full picture of what happened when I was a child was this. 1. Words held energy, and that energy had the power to hurt me. 2. My mom didn't have a clue about energy, much less the energy of words. 3. Since my mom was clueless, she certainly didn't know how to help me to protect myself from the negative energy that the words and behavior directed at me. And as for the event as an adult, now I see it for what it was. It was a trigger to rewrite that neural pathway of belief, and it was a golden opportunity to set a boundary for inappropriate behavior. But I didn't take it. Nope. I didn't because subconsciously I believed that neural pathway of belief, that there was something wrong with me, that I was oversensitive, socially inept, and basically broken. And back then, I didn't know how to follow the resistance energy breadcrumbs of a negative belief when it was triggered, but I do now. And let me tell you something. It's never too late to set a boundary for inappropriate behavior. Today's world has been an explosion of opportunities to set boundaries. The energy of our planet is forcing us to set boundaries. And rest assured, if you don't set them the first time, you'll get another opportunity. Something else will happen. So how's the best way to set a boundary? Well, when you're at a crossroads of, do I say something or do I just let them treat me this way? Step back for a moment and infuse the entire situation with love. If you're angry, definitely step back for a moment. Take some deep breaths and get control of your emotions. And I just want to point out that when we're cornered, and cornered is how we feel when an opportunity to set a boundary presents itself, our immediate reaction is to hold our breath. And that fight, flight, or jump into survival mode energy will explode in our body. And we feel cornered, and you'll probably start saying things you need to think about first. Or, like me, you don't say anything. So my go-to was to hold my breath and just stand there trying to figure out, what just happened? Did he or she really just say that to me? And I'd be standing there feeling like I was just attacked while other people around me would be acting like nothing happened. So I'd say nothing. And then I learned what to do. Step back, deep breath, infuse love into the situation with the intention of creating a higher outcome, and then let your heart speak firm words of love energy that set a new boundary and ultimately a higher outcome. Okay, so back to words as energy containers. Until Florence came into my life, I didn't understand energy or the real power words contain. Words were just letters of the alphabet strung together. But the reality is, words are energy containers. They hold the energy of love or fear. Never both. Always one or the other. And the question is, do your words hold love energy or fear energy? What about your thoughts? We think our thoughts using words. What is the energy of your thought words? And just to be clear, if you're angry with someone, angry words are fear energy. Anything less than love is fear energy. And worry and concern for something is fear energy. Words are energy containers that hold a clear and definite energetic charge, like a loose live wire sparking on the ground. It doesn't matter whether you're consciously speaking with awareness or speaking randomly from your subconscious. All your words hold energy. And this is why when we hear or read an affirmation that supports us, we feel the energy. We resonate with the energy, so the words connect directly to the heart of our essence. The energy of the words are in direct alignment with our superconscious, that field of potentiality where all our dreams are already in existence. Now, when we hear or read words that make us feel uncomfortable, it could be because the energy of a neural pathway of belief that isn't true is being triggered to look at, or the discomfort is signaling us that we need to stop and look further at the situation. It may be an opportunity to set a boundary with someone or something. Now, one of the stories that Florence shares with us is of one of her friends who liked to have old-fashioned chats. Those conversations that held the energy of lack, despair, anxiety, and loss. And in today's world, this brings us to the news and social media. Now, I want to encourage you to be mindful of the energy that you let camp out in your head. That energy from the news, social media, television shows, and movies. There's some really dark stuff out there, and it all holds energy. Don't let the negative energy camp out in your head. Are there things you can't unsee and can't unhear? Yes, there are, but it's a choice as to whether you give it power inside your head. Neutralize it by infusing and blessing the negativity with love energy, holding the intention to create the highest possible outcome. So this completes Module 9. Now go to the worksheet.